The CD Which Way Is East is the last collaboration between two old friends, both jazz legends. It features drummer Billy Higgins and saxophonist Charles Lloyd, and it was recorded a few months before Higgins' death in 2001. Music journalist Ashley Kahn says the CD is a fitting final chapter to a deep and enduring friendship.
Which Way Is East is an unexpected title for an album by two jazzmen who first met on the West Coast. Then again, there's a lot that's unexpected here. The album features drummer Billy Higgins and saxophone player Charles Lloyd performing a series of solos and duets. They play a surprisingly wide variety of instruments, modern and traditional, familiar and exotic. And a big part of the album features a rarely heard side of Higgins, playing guitar and singing.
I say, ha, rock me, baby. Girl, rock me in your great big brass bed.
Charles Lloyd and Billy Higgins still seem an unlikely pair. Lloyd, tall, lanky, and serious, first came to prominence in the mid-60s with a searching sound and an avant-garde edge to his tenor sax. Higgins was less imposing and known as Smiling Billy for the happy face he wore in the bandstand and for the joyful ease in his drumming style. Charles Lloyd says Higgins could find the right approach to almost any musical situation.
He always knew how to make the music sound the way it's supposed to sound. No matter who he played with, he would always, you know, just raise the music.
Lloyd first met Higgins in 1956 while studying music in Los Angeles.
He was a year older than myself, and there was just this instant bond, and we used to play all the time together. It was beautiful.
They saw themselves as part of a generation of musical seekers. With a religious fervor, they were drawn together by a common devotion to the most advanced music of the day, bebop. As teenage friends often do, Lloyd and Higgins went their separate ways. Lloyd became famous far beyond the jazz circle. His tune Forest Flower became a hit with rock audiences in the late 60s. Meanwhile, Higgins recorded with almost every modern jazz legend: Ornette Coleman, Thelonious Monk, Dexter Gordon. Over the years, Lloyd and Higgins followed parallel paths: success, substance abuse, and a spiritual awakening. Both overcame life-threatening health problems. Eventually, in 1997, Higgins became a member of Lloyd's band, a full four decades after they first parted company.
When we met back up after many years, there was no gaps. And we were really blessed with the same childlike innocence. We were children, and we had the benefit of that experience of the, how do you say, the fast lane.
Lloyd's saxophone had grown deeper and more meditative, while Higgins' style had become more economic. Their mature sounds meshed extremely well. Jazz author Nate Shannon.
It was a great match. When I first heard Charles and Billy playing together, I didn't know what to expect. Nothing really prepared me for the, I think the best word is luminous, quality that that music conveyed.
also noticed that their mutual respect and friendship had deepened. Billy Higgins mentioned it in one of his last interviews.
Our relationship has been on the good side for a long time. It's like we had never stopped playing together. It's always been great to play with Charles.
His health again failing in early 2001, Higgins visited Lloyd's house overlooking the Pacific. There, they recorded Which Way Is East in Lloyd's living room. 3 years later, Charles Lloyd sat in the same room and recalled their last session together.
Throughout our whole 45-year-plus history, there was always this continuity. This recording we made was in January of 2001. I've made a lot of music since that, and he's still in my music.
Billy Higgins died of complications from pneumonia in May of 2001. Which Way Is East celebrates a friendship that survived a lifetime of challenges and changes and lives on in sound and spirit.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Charles Lloyd is currently on tour performing music from Which Way Is East in tribute to Billy Higgins. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition.